You know what time it is, buddy?
Adventure time!
Yeah, man!
Yeah, man, Adventure Time is a kids' cartoon with over 3 million regular viewers, including many grown-ups. It has won multiple Emmy Awards, and to find out the attraction, why don't we spend some time in the land of ooh, that's where Adventure Time takes place. It's part of our month-long focus on media for kids. As NPR's Neda Ulubi reports, the show's adult fans run the gamut from intellectuals to stoners.
Let's start with an intellectual.
It's so smart. It's so intelligent.
Lev Grossman is the author of the best-selling novel The Magicians, and he's senior book critic for Time magazine.
I am a little bit obsessed with it.
He compares this cartoon, Adventure Time, to one of the greatest writers in Western literature.
It's rich and complicated the way Balzac's work is, which is a funny thing to say about a cartoon.
Adventure Time is set in a flattened-out, pastel, post-apocalyptic kingdom. It teems with surreal creatures, like mutants made out of candy, bizarre bugs with teeth, and princesses, like Slime Princess and Toast Princess. Then there's our two main heroes.
Finn, who's a boy who goes on adventures. He's got a sword. He likes to punch things.
Right.
And he's got his best friend, Jake, who's a dog who can change shape.
What are you doing, Jake?
Sleds are for suckers. Just ride on my gut.
Okay.
Maybe that sounds like typical kids' fare. But Adventure Time ventures into dark, twisty terrain, says its creator, Pendleton Ward.
Jake sees his own death in one episode, and Finn has to deal with that.
The stubby yellow dog with moon-shaped eyes is seized by a vision of stars and darkness and an afterlife.
Finn! Finn, it was amazing!
He's convinced his vision is on the verge of coming true.
Jake's a hip guy. He can watch his own death, and he's comfortable with it. And that's a weird thing, especially for Finn, who's super young, and it's really hard on him.
I don't want you to die. I'm your best friend.
Finn, when I die, I'm going to be all around you. In your nose, and your dreams, and socks. I'll be a part of you in your earth mind. It's going to be great.
Dude, stop saying all this crazy nonsense. It's making me messed up. I'm 13. You're messing me up.
And that episode was really tough to tackle, writing it for a children's television show. It was hard for us to really not make it so sad and scary that you feel really sad and scared watching it.
Adventure Time insists on emotional honesty even in its bad guys. That's rare in kids' cartoons, says novelist Lev Grossman.
Usually they're just caricatures. They're just cardboard villains.
Announcing the arrival of the Earl of Lemon Grab!
Like a strident bully literally made from lemons.
This castle is in unacceptable condition! Unacceptable!
He's desperately antisocial, and nobody can stand him. But they went back to him and explored who he was and what it was like to be Lemon Grab. Lemon Grab was made by Princess Bubblegum, who's another of the heroes, and she's a scientist. She likes to mess around in her laboratory.
He was the first one of my experiments gone wrong.
And he returns and confronts her and says, why did you make me in this way? That nobody can stand me. Why am I so different from everybody else?
No one understands! I am alone, and you made me like this!
Lemon Grab's story raises universal questions. Why do I seem weird to other people? Why do I seem weird to myself?
It's an incredibly moving story. I've watched that episode a lot of times.
Lev Grossman also found himself captivated by the morally compromised Ice King. Buffoonish, bandy-legged, and
psychologically plausible. He's an old, lecherous man who has a magical crown. It's made him into this strange, awful individual who goes around capturing princesses.
Ice King, don't do this. Just let the girls go. They don't want to be here.
Of course they do. I would have killed them already if they didn't want to be here. Right, ladies?
Yes.
The king used to be normal, just a guy who loved strange artifacts. The magic crown wiped his mind and warped his body. He'll die if he takes it off.
Which is this rather moving tension. And he doesn't remember who he used to be, but other people do.
You don't remember anything, do you, Simon?
What, man?
Why do you even come see me when you don't remember me? You don't even know who you are.
It's very affecting. My dad has been going through having Alzheimer's, and he's forgotten so much about who he used to be. And I look at him and think, this cartoon is about my father dying.
In spite of the critical admiration, the warm feelings of fans, and the prestigious awards, the Cartoon Network nearly passed on Adventure Time, says its chief content officer.
It actually felt like a great risk.
Rob Sorcher says the show's unexpected success paved the way for other idiosyncratic, artist-driven cartoons. But executives are still amazed it ever found an audience.
It's not slick. It doesn't feel manufactured for kids. So who's it for?
Perhaps partly for certain grown-ups, who might watch Teletubbies or Yo Gabba Gabba with a little chemical assist. Adventure Time's creator, Pendleton Ward.
For me, it doesn't come from that place. For me, it comes from my childhood, wandering in my mind. You can't really go anywhere when you're a kid. I don't have a car, I don't have anything. I just have my backyard and my brain. And that's where I'm coming from when I'm writing it. I can't speak for all the writers on the show.
Ward and his mom used to watch cartoons together when he was a kid. And he claims today he's not writing specifically for a co-viewing audience of parents and kids. But author Lev Grossman says Adventure Time works for him and his 8-year-old daughter, Lily.
It's really important to us to have something we can enjoy together and talk about together. It gives us, in some ways, a kind of common language for talking about more important issues.
Adventure Time is set in a world that used to be our world. Then it was decimated by a war. It's strangely familiar, strewn with old computers, VHS tapes, video games from the 1980s.
It takes my childhood, the shattered pieces of it, and builds them into something new, which is now part of Lily's childhood.
Part of a childhood for lots of people, and part of an adulthood, too. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.